In recognition of Physical Therapy Month in October, I am joined today by Patricia Turlington, a senior physical therapist at Kennedy Krieger Institute.
I'd like to tell you about a patient of mine named Ronan. I currently work in the Specialized Transition Program, an outpatient program that provides intensive therapy services. I met Ronan several months after he sustained a brain injury as well as fractures to his ankles. He was hospitalized for 3 months and had several surgeries to correct the injuries to his feet and ankles. When he was discharged to home, he began attending therapy 5 days a week at STP. The things that stood out to me about him were his positive attitude and his concern for others he interacted with. Ronan worked hard in PT to get stronger so that he could walk further. Due to his ankle injuries, he had difficulty walking a long distance. He always asked to do more repetitions of exercise or to walk longer on the treadmill. He was committed to doing all he could to recover. He was about to start his senior year of high school, and he had a goal to graduate, attend college, and be able to walk around a large college campus. He always came in the gym with a smile, hidden by his mask, but evident in his eyes. He greeted everyone enthusiastically and inquired how their day was going. He did a lot of treadmill walking in therapy, and he liked to talk to me about what he was reading, TV shows he watched, and sports. Ronan was especially attentive to some younger kids coming in for therapy. He had a special relationship with one little 4-year-old girl. Despite their difference in ages, he had a soft spot for her. He always had an encouraging word for her while she was working on her own walking skills. In spite of his own challenges, he found it in his heart to look out for others. I believe that Ronan will continue to make progress, and this time next year, he will be walking all over his college campus with a smile to everyone he meets.
Inspiring Moments is produced for WYPR by Kennedy Krieger Institute. I'm Dr. Jacqueline Stone.